in the top of that, the loft of that old building. That's where we put our stuff.
Yeah.
It all had to be pulled up there by hand or climb up there by ladder. And it was pretty damn high. I can remember as kids, it would be just like this from the ground, and we'd jump. And boy, you'd hit that ground hard. What used to make us mad when we get up there, it would be bad weather. And the old man said, well, we got to get up there and start shocking corn or whatever you want to call it, knocking it off the cob. You get...
Getting the what off of it?
Getting the corn off of the cob. Because we had chickens and cattle and all that, you know, and we, like chickens, well, you take it off there. And we get up there, and boy, you get a cob, and you start rubbing it against that corn like that, and it's falling in something like that. Boy, first thing you know, your hand would be just burning you like fire. Boy, we used to hate that. And the old man saw one time on a magazine where they had something that would knock the seeds off. Big old deal like that with a wheel, and it had a whole lot of teeth on it, like would be sticking out, mm-hmm. and it would crank it by hand like that, and it had a place where you put that corn in like that, and that thing would knock it, all them grains off like that, and first thing you know, it would come out through that other hole. But right on the end of it, where it wouldn't knock them off, they had another little deal made like a honeycomb like that, was rough. And you take that end of that corn and you'd stick it in there and you'd grind it like that. It would knock all them seeds off. Boy, we was glad when the old man got that thing. He sold it to a fella in Covington. The fella saw it and he was farming, and the old man wasn't planting that much then. And he told my daddy, he said, Dave, he said, you just got to sell me that thing. He said, that's all you do. I got to have that thing. And he begged. So finally, the old man sold it to him, practically give it to him. And boy, we were glad when we got that thing. That thing would knock them seeds off of that man. he'd put that ear corn one place like that, and boy, that thing would just get in there, and them teeth be hitting that thing, and you'd be rolling it like that. And boy, them seed just falling off like that. First thing you know, it get to where it finish, you know, and can pass through that other hole and whoop, come out through that other hole like that. Boy, we were glad when he got that thing.
Yeah.
Man, I used to burn your hand, you'd get blisters. God almighty. Rainy days and all that. That's what we'd go up there and do that.
Did you ever cut hay?
Yes, indeed.
Tell me about the work that you had to do there when you cut it.
Well, at that time, I didn't cut it. Mostly my daddy was the one that cut it.
You raked it into...
Then we had to bring it in. And I don't know what was my daddy's idea. I never could figure that out. As big a place as he had back in there, he never had a place in there where a wagon could get in. And a horse. Had a small gate. And you had to pass through there with a wheelbarrow. Never had a big place, you know, where you could run with a wagon. Well, we used to take that hay. The old man would get in there with that French blade and cut that hay and scatter it all over on a good sunshine day, you know. And that evening, we rake it into piles, and then we take a rope, double a rope like that, and we roll it in piles, and we put it on top of that rope like that, and then we take that loop and we bring the two ends like that, and we
make a what out of it?
Make a wad out of it, tight, you know, and as much as we could carry, and on our back and down the road we'd go,
yeah.
And them seeds would fall down in your neck. God almighty, boy, my brother used to hate that, and he'd raise hell. He always found some excuse. He had already promised the boys that he was going in swimming, because we all used to go to swimming over there across the bay there. The man would say, fine. He said, you can go swimming after you bring that hay in, and you can go wash them seeds off of you.